For the first time in weeks, U.S. forces in Afghanistan have fought a battle with what they believe to be a significant number of enemy forces. American Special Operations troops say they killed 5 hostile soldiers and captured dozens more over the weekend. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports.
American soldiers struck an area that's marked on the map as Daroud, Afghanistan. It's about 50 miles north of the city of Kandahar, in a region of stark, bare mountains and desert plains. The roads are so terrible that people often drive along dry riverbeds instead. In this isolated region, U.S. intelligence identified a concentration of gunmen living in a series of buildings. About midnight last night, local time, U.S. Special Operations soldiers swept in to investigate. The U.S. says the Afghans fired at them. The Americans say they fired back, killed 5 gunmen, and captured 32 more. Military officials identify their prisoners as Taliban fighters, not members of al-Qaeda. It may take some time to confirm that. Early this year, in the same province, U.S. troops killed more than a dozen gunmen in a major raid, but later acknowledged the men had no connection to the Taliban or al-Qaeda. In recent weeks, U.S. and allied forces have rarely encountered an enemy willing to fight. Today, 1,000 British soldiers announced the end of a 2-week search of the mountains near Afghanistan's eastern border. The British never found a single enemy fighter, though their commander still declared the mission a success. He says his soldiers captured weapons and denied the enemy the use of important territory. Today, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld told reporters that some enemy fighters have escaped to surrounding countries.
I don't doubt for a minute that there are pockets of Taliban and al-Qaeda across most of the borders of Afghanistan.
U.S. officials say the largest concentration of al-Qaeda forces may have slipped into Pakistan, into Pashtun tribal areas along the border. U.S. military and intelligence officials have assisted Pakistan's effort to find them, but both countries insist the U.S. has yet to play a direct combat role. And today, Secretary Rumsfeld defended Pakistan's reluctance to allow in a U.S. fighting force.
They're a sovereign nation. They have tribal areas that they have respected historically at the federal level. They are currently working out ways that they can deal with the tribal organizations so that, in fact, pockets of al-Qaeda or Taliban can be routed out.
Officials acknowledge that they don't know precisely where the enemy went. And last week, the British commander in Afghanistan suggested that the Allies might be near an end to their combat operations. But Secretary Rumsfeld insists that his soldiers are still searching. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Washington.